Okay, you're listening to 90.7 WGXC. This is a Friday afternoon show, and we're here in the studio with the Twins of El Dorado. They're playing tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, and they're going to play a song for us. Take it away, you guys.
Between us, the constant air, the constant air between us. I'm tired getting older, this constant thing, constant, constant thing. Between us and other things sits whole on a shelf in a train on an ocean with a breeze. Cleanly between two columns, me and the tall sea.
It's funny, I was just thinking about that as you guys ended, and I was sort of like, will I know? And I wondered if when you're playing, for instance, like tonight, I haven't seen Anastasia play, but she plays sort of rock and roll music. So when you guys are playing out on bills like this, you also have to deal with sort of like audience expectation about what a performance is going to be, right? I mean, if you're playing in a different genre.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't really think about it that much. I think I find myself sometimes thinking about that. Like last time we played in Hartford, the Hartford Phase Shift is this, it's a series that's happening out there, organized by this guy, Ben Klein. He's really, he's a musician, great guy, great musician. And I remember listening to one of the duos I was playing last night. They were great. And I was starting to reassess a little bit, like, oh, so because they were doing an all improvised set and we weren't, but we had an improvisation to start with. So it was like, oh, what is this going to affect, like, how I'm going to start off, like, right, our set? You know, just it was actually not so much an audience thing, but just like what musically was happening outside of, you know, what we were doing. So
I definitely consider audience expectation. I mean, and in every performance that I do, but just because I don't know, I just think about it, and maybe I shouldn't. And
that's probably good.
Well, I was gonna say it's probably better not to think about it, because we're gonna do what we're gonna do regardless of who cares or who doesn't care.
Well, and also it's nice to sort of confound those expectations if people are expecting a band to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, right. And then
that's
you guys
true.
Come up, you know.
That's true.
Right.
It makes them listen a little closer, maybe.
Yeah. I think that when we do put shows together or we join a bill, it's, you know, it's nice if it's a cohesive night of music. And that doesn't mean that we have to sound like the other bands, but there's usually some common thread.
Yeah.
And
sort of
I think
like-minded.
That... I feel like Anastasia's music would, you know, her audience and her listeners would find something that they enjoy about our music too. I'd like to think.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Come to Spuddy Dog tonight, 8 p.m. Twins of Eldorado.
That's right. It's we're here in the studio with the Twins of Eldorado, who are playing tonight at the Spuddy Dog here in Hudson at 8 o'clock, and they're opening for Silent Isle, which is Anastasia Clark, who used to live up here in Hudson, I understand.
And she'll be joined by another woman, Sandy, although I can't remember Sandy's last name, but it's going to be a duo tonight.
Okay.
So two duos.
Anastasia plays guitar, right? And
Sandy plays percussion. I don't know if it's drum set or... I haven't seen them together yet, so...
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's going to be good.
Well, will you guys maybe play one more song for us?
Absolutely.
And then... and then Jack Ross Pilkington is here, and we'll play some songs and come back with... tomorrow in history, among other things. This is the Twins of Eldorado, and what do you guys have to play next?
This is called Bill and Nancy, and I do want to mention that we do have a new album officially out on December 1st. It's called
our first album being together for like
six years. And it's a collection of songs that we've written together over the past 6 years. So it's been a long time coming. It's you can get it digitally on promnightrecords.com.
Yeah.
What's the name of the record?
It's called Portend the End.
Portend the End.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wednesday, I felt skeptical, and having already made my mind up, it was of no consequence to me that she walked by my desk an inordinate number of times that day. One of these times, she leaned over to ask me a question about code, though I'm not sure she even knew what code was. And when she leaned over, the lace on her camisole brushed my wrist rather aggressively. But of course, the irrelevance of this story compels me to forget it. Two glasses in, and I was ready to talk. I told him about my little hometown, about the potato festival we had every year, and my folks. And I told him how I ended up here. He said it was funny. I didn't really have an accent. I told him two more glasses and he'd find out that I did. After that, I heard a noise in the kitchen and I went to see what it was. The cat had knocked over the dead plant I have on the sill above the sink. I cleaned it up and went back to the living room, and he was gone.
That's Joe Moffat and Kristen Slip. They're the twins of El Dorado, and they'll be playing tonight over at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. Thanks a lot, you guys, for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
So get over there and see them. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, the Friday afternoon show. I'm Noah Reibel. I'm here with Jack Ross Pilkington, and we're going to play... Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hey. We're going to play another song or two, and then we're coming back.